Father, we come to you only through Jesus.
天父，我们来到你的面前，唯独是借着耶稣。
And with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的引导。
And because of the blood of Jesus, we can pray to you and talk to you boldly.
因着耶稣的宝血，我们能够跟你说话，能够放胆的跟你讲话。
And your intention is for us to be confident people.
你的心意是让我们成为有自信的人。
Because the blood of Jesus makes us confident.
因为耶稣的宝血使得我们有自信。
With this unique subject today, guide us by your Spirit and teach us.
今天我们有一个很特殊的主题，求你的圣灵来教导我们，引导我们。
And give us increased revelation about this kind of ministry.
所以求你就将对这种侍奉的启示就加增给我们。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Okay, so the way Harpen Bowl ministry was introduced into the church is there were some people who took the idea from Revelation chapter 5.
所以秦雨茹的侍奉开始被引进教会，是因为有的人就是用了启示录第五章的那种想法。
So they started that ministry in their church.
所以他们就在自己的教会开始了这样的侍奉。
And over time, other charismatics began to learn of this title, Harp and Bowl Ministry.
所以隔了一段时间，其他的灵恩教会也开始就学了这样子的一种侍奉，就是轻语读。
And I've heard about it for many years.
那我已经听说了很多年。
Our church in Florida, the one I attend, we don't do that. We don't have a Harp and Bowl Ministry.
我在我佛罗里达所在的教会，我们并没有这样子琴语录的侍奉。
But I have connections, like with a church in Florida, for 30 years. They have been doing Harp and Bowl.
但是我跟佛罗里达另外一个教会，就是我认识他们30多年了，他们也一直在做琴语录。
Not that they have been doing the Harp and Bowl for 30 years, but I have known them for 30 years, and they learned to do Harp and Bowl ministry.
不是说他们做琴语录侍奉30年，而是说我认识他们有30年。
What I like to do whenever I do something in the Bible, I try to find the original intent of the Bible.
我所喜欢做的事情就是我会想要找到圣经它的原意。
Okay. For example, for many years, visiting churches, we used to sing songs in 1970. Arise, shine, your light has come.
譬如在1970年代，我们以前常常会唱的一首歌就是《兴起发光》，因为你的光已经来到。
It's a very old song, like 50 years.
那是一首很老的歌，大概已经有50年了。
So some of the songs I used to sing, I really didn't understand.
所以有一些我以前常常唱的歌，其实我并不了解。
So, when I was younger and I would sing that song, Arise, Shine, I wasn't thinking about Israel.
所以当我年轻的时候，当我在唱那首兴起发光的歌，我并没有想到以色列。
I thought the Bible is telling me to arise, shine, because the revelation of the Holy Spirit has come to me.
我以为是神要我兴起发光，因为圣灵的启示临到我。
So the song is not a bad song.
所以那歌并不是一首不好的歌。
But it is, not completely accurate.
但那歌不是完全正确的。
Because the prophecy was specifically to the Jews.
因为那个预言是很特定给以色列，给犹太人的。
And the light that would come would be the revelation that Jesus is the Messiah.
而那个将要来的光就是是耶稣基督会是弥赛亚的这个启示。
So we already have the light that Jesus is Messiah.
而我们已经有了这耶稣是弥赛亚的光。
So we really should sing the song that we have already received the light.
所以我们唱的歌应该是按照我们已经领受了这个光。
So, I don't try to make arguments with the church.
我不会试着去跟教会争辩。
But I am very, personally, I'm very specific about the Bible. I try to be.
但是我个人我都会试着就是说对圣经是非常的讲的很特定的东西。
So now, what I have seen over the years is, it is legal to take the original intent of scriptures.And apply them in a way for yourself.
有一点是合法的，就是你用圣经它，圣经它原来讲的是一个意思，但是你把这个呢，用在你自己的身上。
Okay. So for example, arise, shine, your light has come. I believe Gentiles can sing it, but we have to... We have to understand it in a different way.
所以就像刚才讲那首歌《兴起发光》，因为你的光已经来到，外邦人是可以唱这个歌，但是我们必须对它有另外一个理解。
I think you understand what I'm saying.
我想大家知道我在说什么。
So what we do is we take the principle of Jews arising and shining.
所以我们就用这个原则，就是犹太人他们要兴起发光。
Because of the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的启示。
Then we Gentiles sing, we should arise and shine because the light of revelation of the Holy Spirit is come to us.
而我们外邦人，能够唱兴起发光，是因为圣灵的启示已经临到我们。
And it's okay to do that.
这样做是没问题的。
Another thing is tithing.
另外一点就是讲到十一奉献。
Tithing was specifically for the Jews.
十一奉献是针对犹太人的。
But we Gentiles try to do it because we think we should take the same principle.That's only for the Jews, we should take it also. And so the church has taken on that same principle.
所以那教会认为说我们也应当采用这同样的原则。
Even although it is very difficult to prove Gentiles should tithe, it's not easy to prove it.
虽然要证明外邦人要十一奉献是很难的。
But we do it.
但是我们是
And it's not a bad thing.
这不是坏事。
Okay. So now, harp and bowl. What I would like to do is maybe help us to be a little more accurate with what we're doing.
所以关于琴与炉，我想要做的是帮助我们能够稍微更正确的来做我们在做的事情。
So let's look at the original intent of harp and bowl. The original intent. Revelation chapter 5.
所以我们一起来看启示录第五章，看这个琴与炉的原意是什么。
So my goal is not to discredit the Harp and Bowl ministry. My goal is to give us a more mature understanding.
所以我的目的是让我们对于情侣录有更成熟的一个了解，而不是说去贬低它的意义。
I believe everything that we do, we should really know in a mature way why we're doing it.
我想我们做的每一件事情，我们都应该要很成熟的知道我们为什么这样做。
So, let's read verses 1-5, chapter 5, Revelation.
所以我们来读启示录第五章第一到第五节。我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封严了。我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？在天上、地上、地底下，没有能展开、能观看那书卷的，因为没有配展开、配观看那书卷的，我就大哭。长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看那犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那漆印。
So the context here is there's coming a time in heaven.
所以这里的情境是将来天上会有一个时候。
When judgment, the seals are about to be opened, and judgment is to begin to take place on the earth.
印要被打开，要被揭开了，然后地上将会有审判。
What's very interesting is when John wasn't sure about something, to me it's interesting how it says an elder came and helped him.
很有趣的一点就是当约翰他有些事情不确定的时候圣经上会讲到有长老来帮助他。
And we're going to find out that these elders were actually ministers in the earth who were redeemed from the earth. We're going to find that out.
我们将会发现这些长老他们其实是在这个地上蒙救赎的，而且他们就是在地上服事的。
And the Bible will teach us that the 24 elders used to be humans on the earth who had a ministry for God.
圣经会教导我们，就是那24位长老，他们也曾经是在地上服事的人。
So now, what's interesting to me also in verse 5,
在第五节对我来说也很有趣的一点
is that this elder, with the context of the scroll and worthiness, he describes Jesus as a leader of Israel.
就是这边有在这个这边里有讲到书卷然后他这长老将耶稣描述为就是犹太人的领袖。
See, he's not described as the millennial leader.For the whole earth. He's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. There's a specific focus on Israel.
这里他称耶稣是犹大支派中的狮子，所以他是特别是注意以色列的，而不是讲到这个千禧年整个世界。
See, this is one of the little pieces that make me think the churchwill not be here in the tribulation because the focus is on Israel.
这就是为什么我会认为说当大灾难来的时候教会不会在这个世上、yeah. 因为这特别是讲到以色列。
But now the Apostle Paul said, he said, if any man thinks he knows anything, he doesn't know like he should know.
但是就像使徒保罗讲的若有人自以为知道按照他 所当知道的他仍是不知道。
So what I try to do with my life,
所以我对我自己的生命我试着这样做。
When I think I know something,
当我以为我知道一些事情
I still hold it open to God because God always knows more than I know.
我还是将这个敞开在神的面前，因为神知道的总是多于我所知道的。
So we might teach the Bible and it will be accurate, But God can always add more to it.
所以有可能我们教导圣经，虽然我们教导的对，但是神总是能够在我们已有的上面再增添给我们。
So I can say I believe the church won't be here because of so many little pieces I've put together, but I'm still open for God to come and correct me.
所以我可以说，因为在这里有很多的只字片语放在一起，所以我认为说，我们到时候不会在这里，但是我还是敞开心的，让神能够来纠正我。
So let's read verse 6 and 7 now.
好，我们现在来读第六、第七节。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
Now, my personal, I guess you could call it opinion, but what I think is happening here is this is going to be in the middle of the 7 years when Jacob's trouble is about to start. It could possibly be then.
我个人的看法认为说这样子的事情发生有可能就是在那个三年半的其中，也就是雅各遭难的日子。
Or it could be in the last 3.5 years.
也有可能是在那最后的三年半。
Because obviously Israel will be in very much trouble.
因为很显然以色列那时候会遭大灾难。
2/3 of the Jews will be killed.
犹太人有三分之二会被杀死。
And 1/3 will escape.
有三分之一的人能够逃脱。
So the context, this is why Jesus, the elder calls Jesus, he calls the lamb the lion of the tribe of Judah.
这就是为什么这长老称耶稣称这个羔羊是犹大支派中的狮子。
So the context is the judgments to begin to redeem Israel.
所以这里的情境就是审判要开始，要救赎以色列。
All right, so let's read verse 8.
我们来读第八节。他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
All right. So at this moment, the beginning of judgment about to be released.
所以这个时候，审判的开始将要释放出来。
These elders on the earth, maybe they weren't all musicians, but now in heaven, God has made them musicians.
这些长老在世上的时候或许未必都是乐器手，但是在天上这个时候神使他们都是乐器手。
This is why I think when we go to heaven, it's very possible that we will all learn how to sing well and play instruments. Very possible.
这就是为什么我认为将来到天上的时候，很可能我们都会学的唱得很好听，或者是我们能够弹奏乐器。
Now, these elders, one of them could be Obadiah.
这些长老其中一个可能是厄巴迪亚。
One of them could be Jeremiah.
那另外一个有可能是耶利米。
One of them could be Isaiah or Moses.
那也可能是以赛亚或是摩西。
We'll find out.
我们会发现的。
But they have, each one of them has a bowl.
但他们每一个人都有个香炉。
So 24 is an interesting number.
24是一个很有趣的数字。
And I would say it is the number of prayer, but it's also the number of judgment. It could be a number of judgment.
所以这个数字呢，我可以说这是一个祷告的数字，也有可能是一个审判的数字。
Because these prayers that they're holding, it's not to solve problems, it's to release judgment against the Gentile nations that are have been against Israel, God's people.
因为他们这里有的祷告，就是要释放出对于以色列的审判。
So they're holding, they have harps. And I don't know how you can hold a bowl and play the harp at the same time.
他们有琴，就是像竖琴一样。那我不晓得你怎么样有可能同时拿那个炉，然后又在弹琴。
Okay, so if you're standing, you have to find a place to put the bowl and play the harp after you put it down. So I don't think they had tables around them. I think they were on their knees, and it was easy to put the bowl. I think they put the bowl in front of them, presenting to Jesus.And they played the harp with the bowl in front of them while they were on their knees.
我想他们在那里并没有桌子，所以没有地方能够放那个炉，所以比较可能的情况是他们都是跪着的在那里弹琴，然后把那个炉放在他们的面前。
So the bowls were the prayers of the saints, and they joined the context of what the bowls were about, and they got on their knees also.So they joined, in a way, they joined in prayer.
所以他们，因为他们知道那个炉的意义，所以就是等于说他们跪在那里，也就是加入了那个炉的祷告。
So that means when we do harp and bowl, when we pray, we are in the context with everyone else. We're not praying something way over here that's different.Than everyone else. We should all be focusing on the same thing that we're praying about.
所以在情侣的祷告当中呢，我们应该都是有一致的祷告的内容，而不是说我们想到要为什么祷告就为什么祷告。
Okay, so let's just read. Let's read verse 9.
我们来读第九节。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开漆印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Now, here's another piece of the puzzle why I think the church won't be in the, it's why I think, because these elders, they are saying,that it has already happened that people got saved from every nation in the earth. It has already taken place in Revelation verse 5.
这些长老说，在各族各国各方各民早就有人已经得救了。
And Jesus taught us that when the gospel goes to every nation, he says, then the end will come.That's the work of the church is finished, and now the end will come.
耶稣说，当福音传遍这个万邦的时候，末时就会来到。
It's a piece of the puzzle to think about.
这是拼图中的一块，可以让我们思考的。
So let's keep reading verse 10 and 11.
我们继续看第十跟第十一节，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。
Now, in verse 11, we see a part of the prophecy of Enoch.
在第十一节，我们看到了以诺预言的一部分。
Now, we know that the book of Enoch.It's not a part of the Bible that we read. We know that.
我们知道以诺书并不是我们读的圣经的一部分。
But in Jude and Peter, it's interesting they quoted Enoch.
但是很有趣的就是在犹大书还有彼得书，他们都有引用以诺的话。
You see, It proves that when the men of God were inspired to write their letters, they didn't know they were writing the Bible. They didn't know it.
很有趣的就是当这些人他们得到神的默示，在写这些书信的时候，他们本来也不晓得自己是在写圣经。
So all they had the Torah, the prophets, but they also had Jewish literature.
所以他们有摩西五经，也有先知书，但是他们也有犹太人的文学作品。
So things like the Book of Wars, the Book of Enoch, it was Jewish literature.
所以像是以诺书，还有一些战书，这些都是犹太人的文学作品。
And so Jude and Peter, they mention Enoch.
所以犹大跟彼得都提到了以诺。
And one of the prophecies of Enoch was that he saw the Messiah coming with thousands and thousands of angels, the holy saints.
以诺的其中一个预言就是他看到弥赛亚跟千千万万的天使还有圣徒降临。
And then we see that again in Revelation 19.When Jesus comes on the white horse, and there's fire in his eyes.
然后在启示录十九章，我们也看到，当耶稣骑白马来，他的眼目如火炬。
We see again the prophecy of Enoch, not mentioned but being fulfilled.
我们又再一次看到以诺的预言实现了。
So now, these harpen bowl elders, look at what they sing in verse 12.
我们来看看这些在第十二节这些长老他们唱什么，大声说：“曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。”
Yeah, and they glorify God, the Lamb that sits on the throne, and the four living creatures say Amen. And we don't have time to do a complete Bible study, but the elders.As they worship God, they say, "You have redeemed us from the earth," which proves that the elders used to be humans on the earth.
Okay, 他讲到说，他们在唱的时候就讲到那个羔羊是配得荣耀的，而因为前面已经讲了说他们是也讲了他们是从人间买来的，所以这可以证明说那些长老。他们本来在地上就是在服侍的。
Yeah. Too long.
Huh? Too long.
Too long. Okay. Okay. It is a lot of information.
Long, sorry.
No, it is a lot. It is a lot. All right. So we come to Revelation chapter 6.
所以我们看到启示录第六章。
Now we're still talking about harp and bowl.
我们还是在讲琴与弦。
But I think a lot of people in America and the world who do this ministry, maybe they lack a little more insight into what's going on.
我想在美国很多人都在做琴与弦，但是他们对于这些这里面真实的看见他们缺少一些真实的看见。
So now, the principle of harp and bowl is orchestration.
琴与弦的原则就是指挥就是像交响乐那种指挥。
Okay, what is an orchestra?
这个一个管 管弦乐团。
You have a section of the first violins, the second violins.
有第一小提琴，然后还有第二小提琴。
Then you have the cello and the bass.
也有大提琴，还有 bass 就是低音的什么。
And then you have the choirs and the horns.
也有诗班，也有这个脚像是喇叭的。
Any video you watch of an orchestra, you will see an orchestration.
如果你看到这样子的任何的这种管弦乐团，你都会看到有这样子的，就是他们有这样安排的，或者像指挥一样。
So the harp and bowl is inside of the orchestration of God.
所以这情雨炉就是在神就是像是一个乐团当中的这个一部分。
Now the purpose of this morning is not a Bible study on Revelation, so I will just say some things.
今天早上我们的目的并不是要来研读启示录，所以我就是稍微提一下。
If you pay attention,
如果你注意的话，
the opening of the seals, it's like an orchestra.
印揭开了就像是一个管弦乐团呢。
The seals, six seals are opened.
六个印被揭开了。
Then there's an interval.
然后有一个中间暂停的时候。
And then the seventh seal is finally opened.
然后最终第七印也揭开。
Then there's trumpets.
然后也有号角。
And as you study the book of Revelation, you see six trumpets are blown.
如果你研读启示录的话，你会看到他们有六只号角都已经吹响。
And then there's two chapters of an interval.
然后有两章是间隔在中间的。
And then finally, the seventh trumpet is sounded.
然后最终第七只号筒吹响。
We see the same thing with the bowls of incense when they're being poured out.
那这香炉被倒出来，我们也看到同样的事情。
Six are poured out.
有六个香炉被倒出来。
And there's an interval.
然后还有中间还有一个间隔的时期。
And then finally, the seventh bowl.Is poured out.
哦，前面是六个碗，然后最后呢，第七碗也被倒出来。
And all of this happens just before the Battle of Armageddon.
那这一切发生都是在亚米吉多顿的大战之前。
Okay. And the Battle of Armageddon is the last act where the horses are ready. Jesus's horse is ready. The King of Kings is on his legs, and he comes.
那亚米吉多顿就是耶稣已经骑着马，然后呢马都已经预备好了，然后耶稣王要来到了。
And you notice the way the Holy Spirit moves with us in our meetings.
大家注意到圣灵在我们聚会当中的运行。
I look for the orchestra of God.
我会要期待看着神的这个乐团。
So last night.
所以昨天晚上
there was ministry with the Bible.
所以我们就有讲圣经的。
Then we moved to praying for the sick.
然后接下来呢，我们就有为病人祷告。
And then I think we moved to worship.
然后我们又转到敬拜。
See, the anointing always stays strong and consistent.When we follow the orchestration of God.
所以当我们就是遵照的神的指挥，那么这恩膏就一直会很强。
So now, Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, and he said, the Holy Spirit will glorify me.
耶稣讲到圣灵，他说圣灵会荣耀我。
Glorify Jesus.
然后就是荣耀耶稣。
And he will do nothing out of his own authority.
然后也就讲的说圣灵凭着自己他不会做什么。
And he will only speak what he hears.
圣灵他只会做他所听见的。
So you see, when you look at me trying to listen to God on how to minister, you think,I'm the only one trying to listen to God.
所以当你看着我，好像就是我在专注说，想要看神要我怎么服侍，你认为我是唯一的。
But the Holy Spirit is with me.
但是圣灵跟我在一起。
And I have to wait to see what he hears from heaven.
我必须等着看圣灵从天上听到了什么。
I can't do what I want.
我不能够自己想做什么就做什么。
I can't do...My own authority. I have to wait for what authority he gets from the Father.
我不能够凭着自己的权柄做什么事情，而是必须等圣灵从父神那边得着权柄做。
So the Holy Spirit is doing what Jesus did.
所以圣灵在做耶稣所做的事情。
He's looking to the Father for his will and authority.
他在看父神的旨意和权柄。
It's a beautiful thing, the relationship the Holy Spirit has with Jesus and the Father. It's beautiful.
圣灵跟耶稣跟父神之间的关系是很美的。
So he hears, and then he shares with me what he heard.
所以圣灵听见了，然后他就跟我分享他所听见的。
So you see, the information and ministry of the Holy Spirit, the source is not just here, it comes from heaven.
所以在圣灵里的服事根源不是在这里，而是从天上来的。
So like last night, if I said, yeah, you work with someone, his name is Ali.
哦，所以就像我昨天晚上有讲到说，哦，你们当中有哪一个人的同事的名字叫阿里。
That information didn't come from down here.
这个信息不是从地上来的。
The Father revealed it to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me, and we work together.
那是父神指示圣灵，然后圣灵启示给我，然后我们就一起同工。
But now the Holy Spirit is very fast, also.
圣灵也是很快速的。
So he's not listening like this. You know.
所以他不是这样听的。
His connection with heaven is like.If the Father thinks it, he thinks it. So, this is why AI will never get to the level of Christians, because our information, it's faster than the speed of thought.
哦，所以就是说，天父的意念马上就是传给圣灵，那所以然后圣灵又传给我们，所以这个人工智能的它的速度永远没有办法快过我们的思想意念。
So, Harpenbowl, that kind of ministry, there, we must follow the orchestration of the Holy Spirit.
所以秦雨茹的侍奉，我们必须遵照那圣灵的指挥。
Our prayers are not like the Harpenbowl in Revelation, because Revelation is to release judgment.We're not here to release judgment.
我们的祷告不会像是启示录里面的祷告，因为启示录当中提到的祷告是要释放出审判的，而我们的祷告不是。
Jesus said, "I did not come to condemn the world."
耶稣说，我来并不是要定世人的罪。
So he didn't come first to judge. He came first to save.
所以耶稣来，他首先他并不是要审判，而是要拯救。
And when that time is finished, then the doors are closed, and then it's time for him to judge.
当那段时间结束的时候，门就关了，接下来才是耶稣要审判的时候。
Even the Apostle Paul taught us in Corinthians, he said, judge nothing before it's time.
甚至保罗在他的书信当中也都教导我们说，时候未到，不要论断。
You know, so, you know, I thought about it. We see, in general, we see a pattern.
一般来说，我们看到一个模式。
Most of the time, you will have a non-charismatic to try and judge the charismatic.
我们常常看到会有一个非灵恩的人，他试着去论断灵恩的人。
You will very, very rarely see a charismatic go into a conservative church and do what that lady did.
哦，我们很少会看到一个灵恩派的人进到一个保守派的教会去做我们前天晚上有一个姐妹站在台上所做的那样的事情。
See, that's also a message what Satan wants to attack.
这也是一个信息，就是告诉我们撒旦他想要攻击什么。
There's nothing in us to attack conservative Christians.
我们里面没有什么东西会要去攻击保守派的基督徒。
To us, we don't want to waste our time. We're too busy serving the Lord.
对我们来说，我们不想要浪费时间，我们太忙着服侍神了。
And we are not their judge.
而且我们不是他们的审判官。
Judge nothing before the time.
时候未到就不要论断。
So the context here is, although it's judgment, harp and bowl prayer ministry is not for judgment.
所以我虽然在圣经这边的琴与炉是在审判，但是我们琴与炉的侍奉不是要审判的。
Okay. So the thing that we are doing is we're taking the principle of music and prayer from here. We're taking the principle.And we're using the principle, but not the context.
所以我们在这用启示录这个琴与炉呢，我们是用它的原则，而不是用它这个上下文的情况。
Arise, shine, we sing it. We sing the principle, but we're not singing the initial context.
所以就像我们唱兴起发光，我们唱的是这个词的原则。而不是他原来圣经出处的那个上下文的意思。
All right, I want to show you a little something that will this will be helpful.
我要跟大家来讲一些东西，我想会对你们有帮助的。
Okay. Keep Revelation 6 open.
我们手还是放在那个启示录第六章哈。
And those of you who are online,
还有在线上的
，we're all going to keep a place in Revelation 6, but I want you to go to Matthew 24.
哦，你这个启示录第六章，你就是还是留着哈，但是我要你来看马太二十四章。
And I want to show you something interesting about.Orchestration and sequence.
我要跟你们讲，就是有次序的指挥，很有趣的。
All right. So let's read Revelation chapter 6, verses 1-2.
我们来看启示录第六章第一、第二节。Read it.
Yes.
启示录第六章第一、第二节。我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印的时候，就听见四活物中的一个活物声音如雷说：“你来！”我就观看见有一匹白马骑在马上的、
okay.
拿着弓，并有冠冕赐给他，他便出来，胜了又要胜。
So almost all Bible scholars they understand that this white horse is not the same white horse that Jesus returns on.It's not the same horse.
几乎所有的圣经学者都认为这匹白马并不是说耶稣要再来的时候所骑的那匹白马。
Because it says, it shows us that this white horse, it symbolically, what happens, he goes into the earth to conquer nations.
因为就象征的意义来说，这匹白马到了世上，他要征服列国。
So this is not when Jesus comes. This is something that is not Jesus.
所以这讲的并不是耶稣来的时候，这不是耶稣。
So we see a bow, but we don't see any arrows.
所以我们有看到弓，但是没看到箭。
Now, if you study the original language, it might describe it.As a weapon.
如果你去读那原文的话，它或许会形容这是一个武器。
But we have to pay attention that there's another kind of bow.
但是还要讲，就是还有另外一种弓。
When the flood came,
当洪水来到
，God said, "I will set what a bow over the sky."
那个是同英文是同一个字哦，可是中文是不一样，那是红，就彩虹的红。
And the bow will be a sign of covenant.
就是洪水来的时候，那个彩虹会是立约的记号。
So I see, for me, I see two strategies of whoever this is on the white horse. I see two strategies.
所以不论是谁在那白马上，我看到有两个策略。
One is conquering nations with weapons.
一个是用武器来征服列国。
But the bow also representing covenant.
但是那个红哦，也象征着，也代表着立约。
And he will take over and defeat people with the power of making deals, making covenants.
所以神他会借着跟人打交道，然后立约，来断开那些权势。
When you study the Old Testament, you remember the kings that come out against the kings of Israel?
And yeah. 如果你读旧约的时候，就是有一些王，他们来攻打以色列的王。
What is your God?
哦，说他们就会说，你的神是谁呢？
We will destroy you.
我们要摧毁你们。
We are the king, our king. We're going to report to the king of Assyria. No other gods have defeated us.
我们要跟亚兰王说，没有其他的神曾经打败过我们亚述。
So make a covenant with us.
就是与我们立约。
Let us take you, you work for us, we won't kill you, but you'll be our slaves.
好，那你来为我们做工，我们不会把你杀掉，你就做我们的奴隶。
So they tried to make a covenant.
所以他们就试着立约。
Hezekiah and the people, they were sad.
西西家王还有百姓都很悲哀。
Isaiah prophesied, God's going to deliver you.
以赛亚就预言说神要拯救你们。
And you remember in the morning they woke up, I think it was 185,000 or 180,000 soldiers were dead. One angel killed all them while they were sleeping.
记不记得当他们早上醒来就一个天使就杀掉了敌人185,000人。
So I think this personon the white horse, I think it's the false Christ. I think it's the Antichrist.
所以我认为这个在白马上的呢是假基督，是敌基督。
Because he's the one who starts all the trouble.
因为是他开始了所有的问题。
And you know, what does he do? He doesn't fight against Israel, he makes a covenant with Israel.
你知道吗？他做什么呢？他没有去打以色列，他是跟以色列立约。
And when you study the prophecies, Daniel chapter 7, 8, 9, it says this person will, 3.5 years in the middle, he will break the covenant with Israel.
如果你读启示录七八九章，你就会读到啊，不对，对不起，但以理书七八九章，你就会读到，在这三年半的中间，这个人他就会毁了跟以色列人所立的约。
Okay. So this, you know, when people talked about Obama, you know, some people said that he had a Messiah complex.
有的人提到奥巴马的时候，说他有这种弥赛亚情节。
That's how some Americans described him.
有的美国人是这样形容他的。
He was very, very proud man, and he thought he was a deliverer, you know.
他是一个很骄傲的人，他认为自己是一个拯救者。
So let's look at Matthew chapter 24. Let's read verses 4-5.
我们来读马太福音24:4-5。耶稣回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。”
So now we see here a connection, a false Christ. White, white is the color of righteousness.
所以我们在这里看到一个假基督。那白呢？白色就是象征着公义。
So the first thing mentioned is a white horse, and then Jesus mentions false Christ.
所以我们刚才看到的是白马，然后这边呢又看到是假基督。
And what do false Christ do? They they try to say, I have the answer for social justice, etc., etc.
假基督会做什么呢？他就会试着说，哦，我有关于这个社会正义的答案。
Now let's read verses 3 and 4 in Revelation 6.
我们来读启示录第六章第三、第四节。揭开第二印的时候，我听见第二个活物说，你来就另有一匹马出来，是红的，有权柄给了那骑马的，可以从地上夺去太平，使人彼此相杀，又有一把大刀赐给他。
So we see here people killing each other, right?
所以我们这里看到人们彼此相杀。
That's another reason I don't think the church will be here, because why would God put us under the influence to kill each other?
这就是为什么我认为到时候教会不会在这里，因为神不会让我们处于那种啊彼此相杀的影响之下。
So the second thing mentioned in Revelation 6 and verses 3 to 4, we could say it's wars. It's wars, people killing each other.
所以第六章第三、第四节，我们可以说那边是有很多的打仗啊，人们彼此相杀。
So now let's go to Matthew 24 and let's read verse 6.
所以我们现在回到马太福音二十四章，我们来读第六节。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
We see a sequence starting.
我们看到这里开始有一个顺序。
Wars in Revelation with the red horse and wars after the false Christ.
就是在这个启示录有红马之后的打仗。然后呢，
Now let's go to Revelation chapter 6 and let's read verses 5 to 6.
然后我们再来看启示录第六章第五、第六节。揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说，你拿来，我就观看见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的，手里拿着天平。我听见在四活物中似乎有声音说，一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，油和酒不可糟蹋。
Now it's interesting here in verse 5 and 6, you know, they use scales to do business.
很有趣的就是在第五、第六节，他们用天平来做生意。
And that's why in Proverbs it says, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord.
这就是为什么在箴言里面讲说不公平的砝码是耶和华所憎恶的。
That means cheating in business is not just any sin. Cheating in business is an abomination to God.
这意思就是说，在做生意的时候诈欺，这不只是一个罪，而且是在神眼中是可憎的。
So we see here something about the economy and food and wheat.
所以这里我们看到有关于经济，还有食物，还有麦子。
Isn't it interesting that we have a war right now in the Ukraine? And the Ukraine is one of the major distributors of wheat in the world.
很有趣的就是我们现在看到乌克兰的战争，而乌克兰是世界很大的粮仓之一。
If this war is not fixed, in that area in Europe, a famine, I wouldn't be surprised of a famine starting.
如果这个战争没有处理好，那么就在欧洲还有那一整片地区，我相信会有饥荒。
So now, food becomes expensive and scarce.
所以这个时候呢，食物就会变得食物稀少，而且变得很贵。
So now let's read verse 7 again. Matthew chapter 24, verse 7.
我们再回到马太福音二十四章第七节，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震。
So here we see famines.
所以这里我们看到饥荒。
Isn't that interesting? The book of Revelation was not even written yet.
所以很有趣的就是，马太福音写的时候，这个启示录还没有写。
But we see Jesus says false Christs, wars.Famines.
但是我们看到耶稣说有假基督，有战争，还有饥荒。
In Revelation 6, we have the same thing.
而在启示录第六章，我们有看到同样的事情。
The white horse, false Christ, wars, and then famines.
有白马，有假基督，有战争，然后有饥荒。
Let's go to the next horse. Let's read verses 7-8.
我们来看启示录第六章第七、第八节。揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物说：“你来，我就观看，竟有一匹灰色马，骑在马上的名字叫做死。”音符也随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑。饥荒瘟疫也受伤害地上四分之一的人。
So now this is a this is a very heavy time of death. This is death is particularly emphasized here.
所以这里呢，是死的时候，特别强调了。
And so these two angels that work closely together are from Satan's kingdom, and they're called Death and Hades.
所以有两个，他们彼此是一起在工作的，邪灵就是称为死跟阴符。
And if you remember at the end of the book of Revelation, we would think that Satan would be the last enemy, but it's not. Satan is already...done away with. The last enemy that God's going to deal with is death.
如果你在启示录最后的时候，你会以为撒旦是神要处理的最后的仇敌，但是不是，那个时候已经处理好撒旦了，最后要处理的是死。
So the angel of death is going to be the last evil spirit that's going to be thrown into the lake of fire, according to the Bible.
所以根据圣经，最后要被丢到火湖里面的是死的使者。
Now, the Greek word for the color of the horse, it's a pale green.Your Bible might say gray, but the original language, it's not gray, it's green, like her mask.
哦，讲到这灰马呢，在虽然我们中文也翻译成灰色，但是在希腊文原文的话，那个是有点像惨绿色。
I'll come to that.
这个我待会儿会说。
So the pale horse is death. So now let's go to Matthew 24. Let's read 7 again, and now let's move to 8.
我们再回到马太福音24章，我们再读第七节，然后接下来看第八节。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
Wow, that's a lot of people dying.
这时候会死了很多人。
Now,I would like to just stop here just for a minute and let's talk about the colors of the horses.
我在这里要稍微停一下，我们要来讲那个马的颜色。
I want to show you something.
我要跟你来指出一件事情。
All right. So what are the colors? White?
所以有什么颜色呢？有白色。
Red?
红色。
Black?
黑色。
And green?
还有这个绿色，就是灰色，所以他说原文里是绿，惨绿。
These are the colors on all of the Muslim flags.
大家看哈，这些就是所有的伊斯兰国的那些国家的国旗，他们的颜色都是这样的。
Can you see that?
大家看见了吗
？Is that? Can they see it?
Yes.
Just one minute. Okay.
Isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有趣
？Now.I'm not proving, I just feel, I'm tingling my back. I feel the anointing going down my body now as I'm doing this.
当我这样做的时候，我感觉到那个圣灵就在我的背后，就是让我有点颤抖。
And it's interesting to me that All the Muslim flags have the color of these horses.
就是很有趣的一点，就是所有的回教国家，他们的国旗都有这四种颜色。
White, black, red, and green.
就是有白的、红的、黑的，还有绿色。
Wow. And it's very interesting that Jacob, Esau wanted to kill Jacob in Genesis.
在创世纪里面，以扫想要杀雅各。
We see the same thing at the end times.
在末世，我们看到同样的事情。
So somehow this Antichrist, you know, he's going to have some kind of control over the Muslims. There's going to be some trouble with Muslims in Israel, I tell you.
所以这个敌基督呢，他会就某种程度上来讲，他会掌控了回教徒。那回教徒跟这些犹太人之间会有问题。
And when you study Isaiah, it talks about God judging the Edomites, Edom and the Edomites.
当你如果读以赛亚书，会读到说神他审判以东跟以东人。
So now, going back to Revelation.
所以我们再回到启示录。
We've done the horses. Let's read verse 9.
我们读第九节，揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为作见证被杀之人的灵魂。
So what do we see here in verse 9? We see martyrs.
这里我们看到什么呢？我们看到那些殉道者。
People being killed for holding the truth of God.
就是有一些人，他们为了持守神的真理而被杀。
Now let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and let's read verse 9.
我们来读马太福音24章第9节。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
We see the sequence.
我们看到这个顺序。
Martyrs, we see martyrs in verse 9.
我们在第9节看到殉道者。
So I was so surprised when I saw this. I could see the sequence in Revelation 6 and the sequence of how Jesus described the last days. Interesting.
所以我看到在启示录这边的讲的是它的叙事的顺序，然后看到耶稣是怎么说的。
Now in Revelation chapter 6, let's read verse 12 to 17. Let's just read it. It's good to read it.
好，我们来读启示录第六章十二到十七节。揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变像毛布，满月变红像血，天上的星辰坠落于地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避坐宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？”
So we see here, especially in verse 16.
所以我们在这里看到，特别是第十六节。
Before Jesus physically returns on the white horse, he will appear to the earth.
就是在耶稣骑白马回来之前，他会向全地的人显现。
So the sky opens up in verse 16, and the people say, "Let's hide from the face." Of the Lamb, they really see Jesus.
所以天敞开了，所以人们就说躲避坐宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。所以他们真的看到耶稣。
So you see, rapture, the white horse, the coming of Jesus. It's not the only time Jesus appears to the earth.
所以耶稣显现在地上，不只是被提，然后还有白马。
In verse 16, he doesn't come, but he appears, and they see him.
第十六节，耶稣并没有再来，但是呢，他显现了，人们都看到他。
Now your Bible might say that the people say, "Let's hide from the presence of the Lamb."
你的圣经是不是有说让我们来躲避神的同在？
But the literal meaning says, "Let's hide from." His face, the face
Chinese,
of the Lamb.
Chinese Bible also says face.
It says face?
Yes.
Good for Chinese. Really good, good.
这边讲的中中文也是讲说是躲避那坐宝座的面目啊，是讲躲避他的脸。
Yeah. So the people are all, it's, they're all afraid. There's no more hope. Hope is all gone. They even want to, the rocks to fall on them and kill them. It's hopeless.
所以这些人他们都很害怕，都很绝望。他们甚至要躲在那个岩石穴里面。
So by this time, the whole world is in absolute chaos.
所以
It's chaos.
这个时候全世界已经是非常的混乱了。
So when you let's go back to Matthew 24.
所以我们就回到马太福音。
Let's read verses 10 to 13.
我们可以来读第十到十三节。那时必有许多人跌倒，也要彼此陷害，彼此恨恶。且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡。唯有忍耐到底，必然得救。
Yeah.
To 14? Or 13?Sorry.
Let's read verse 29.
我们来读第二十九节。二十九节，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
We see here just a lot of chaos.
在这里我们看到许多的混乱。
So many things going on.
很多事情发生。
Now there is a lot of attention that is given to an asteroid that's supposed to come very close to the Earth.
那有很多人都在注意说是不是有一个流星要会降到世界。
And the name of it, they named this asteroid, they named it Apophis.
那这个他们把这个流星的名字叫做 Apophis,
and NASA named it.
哦，这是那个美国的太空总署给它这样子命名的。
They're expecting it to come very close to the Earth in April the 13th, 2029.
他们是期待它是要是在。四月十三号是二零二九年的时候来。
And some people are concerned that it might even hit us, you know.
那有些人甚至想说，这个星会不会就打到我们呢
？So in Revelation, there is actually something like an asteroid. It's called Wormwood.
所以在这个启示录里面有一颗星，它的名字叫阴沉。
Now, this is a little.That's a little extra Bible study.
这个是有一些额外的这个研读圣经哈。
So now, why did I go through all of this?
所以我为什么要讲这一些东西呢？
Because now, when we do harp and bowl,
因为当我们现在在做琴与炉的时候
if you want to do harp and bowl.You need to take the principles of the orchestration of God.
所以如果你要做琴与炉的时候，你必须要用神在指挥的这个原则。
It's not we sing anything, we pick any scripture. It has to be orchestrated.
所以并不是说我们好像随便唱什么。然后就是祷告什么，而是说我们必须是有一个在一个指挥之下的。
So the leaders of the harp and bowl ministry, I think it would be good to do this.
所以我认为就要带琴与炉的人能够这样做的话是好的。
for us to seek God, to find a theme that God wants us to do and stick to it.
所以就是我们要寻求神，然后去得到一个主题，然后呢，我们就一直持守，持守神要的一个主题，我们就持守在当中。
And once we get a theme, the Holy Spirit will take our time of ministry, it'll flow with orchestration.
所以当我们用这个主题的时候呢，那圣灵就会来用，圣灵就会来指挥。
So, I mean, it's my advice to all Harp and Bowl ministries to do this.
我会建议所有就是情侣的侍奉要这样做。
And I think some Harp and Bowl ministries in the world have stayed immature because they don't understand this principle.
我认为世界上有一些情侣的侍奉，他们一直不成熟，因为他们不了解这个原则。
So now we're going to grow up. We're going to find the theme of God.
所以我们现在要成长，我们要去发现神的主题。
Once you have the theme of God, the music must connect to the mood that God is in.
一旦你有了这个主题，那么你的音乐也就必须是跟这个你所有的这种情境是要连接的。
You see, that's why when we sing songs of battle,
这就是为什么当我们唱一些征战的歌， you know,
God will defeat the enemies. You know, the church, we start in D minor.Very often, D minor or A minor.
所以当我们如果要开始唱一些啊神就是神要征战，我们常常会用小调的那个就是 D 小调、D 小调或者是 A 小调。
Very often, not always, but very often, we use a minor key because that key, it's different. The music is saying something that's connected with what God is going to do.
因为这个音乐就会做一些事情是跟神要做的事情是相连的。
So for harp and bowl to be effective, you must have a musician and musicians who understand, and we have a sense of what's happening.
所以就是秦玉如的这个乐器手必须要能够了解正在发生的事情。
So let's say the theme is praying for California.
譬如说主题如果是为加州祷告好。
Okay. We may not start perfectly, but we start.
或许我们开始的时候不完美，但是我们开始了。
And we're waiting on God, and the music is going.
然后我们在等候神，然后有音乐在进行着。
And then as we worship,
然后当我们敬拜，
we may sing songs of looking unto God for help.
我们会可能唱一些歌，就是我们仰望神，求神帮助。
And then we pray, like if we come against evil spirits.
然后我们就祷告，好像是我们在跟邪灵征战。
You won't see the musician playing like this.
你不会看到司琴手是这样弹的。
The musician will play like this. Because we're hitting the devil.
因为我们是在打那个魔鬼，所以乐器手弹就是比较强的。
And the musician can feel it. And so this is the harp.And the bowl, the prayer ministry. This is how I believe it's effective.
我认为秦雨茹的侍奉要有果效，就是这样子。
You remember even prophecy.
大家记得，甚至在讲预言。
It was Elisha.
以利沙。
And they were asking him to get a word from the Lord.
他们要他从神得到话语。
And you remember one time he said, bring me, in English the word is minstrel, we would say a musician.
他说为我找一个善于弹琴的。
Let the musician play, and then it says, when the music started, it says, then the hand of the Lord came on him.
然后说呢，当音乐开始弹奏的时候呢，就讲耶和华的手，或说耶和华的灵就降在那先知的身上。
To me, this is a little strange.
对我来说，这有一点奇怪。
He's already a prophet.
他早就是一个先知了。
He doesn't need music to make him a prophet.
他不需要音乐使他成为先知。
Why didn't he just prophesy?
他为什么不就发预言就好了呢？
But that's what he felt he needed to do for the moment.
但是他在那一刻他觉得需要这样做。
So the music was correct and the person played skillfully and it says then the hand of the Lord came on him.
所以音乐是对的，然后弹奏的人也很有技巧，然后接下来就说是这个神的灵就降在他的身上。
This even happened to Saul.
甚至扫罗也曾经有过这样的事情。
King Saul came into the anointing of prophets, and they said, "Has he also become a prophet? Because he's speaking like a prophet."
就是扫罗王也曾经这样子过，就是当那个预言的临到他的时候，所以人们就说哦，甚至扫罗也在这些先知当中啊。
So tomorrow morning when we have a meeting, the public for the members of the church.My idea of what God wants to do.
所以明天早上，就是我们有，明天早上有聚会的时候，明天早上。
Is for us to have a time where the anointing comes.
就是让我们有一段时间，然后恩膏降下来。
And that we all, I don't want to say that you all become like me, because that's not a.Good way of saying things.
我们不要说让你们都变得像我一样，这样讲是不对的哈。
But whatever anointing that will happen with me, it will come on all of us.
但是就是不管是什么样的恩膏会在我的身上的话，能够这恩膏能够降临在你们每一个人身上。
So the goal of me coming here is for people who don't have some things that I have.That they can get it, somehow get it.
所以我来这里的目的就是有些人他们觉得自己好像什么都没有，但是我来的话，我希望你们都能够得到一些东西。
So then you start operating in the anointing at a level that I do.
然后你们就开始在我所有的那个程度上，在恩膏当中运作。
So I leave.
然后好，那我走了。
Well, if you invite me to come back, I have a problem.
那如果你们要邀请我再来的时候，我就有个问题了。
If I come back at the same level,
如果我回来的时候，我的那个恩膏的程度跟你们是一样的话
，You have nothing to receive. You already have it.
那你就没有什么可以领受了，因为你早就已经有了。
So I have to grow more so that I can give you more.
所以我就必须要更健达更成长，好让我能够给你更多的。
That's how I think.
我的想法是这样子。
Music is very powerful.
音乐是很有能力的。
Last night I enjoyed the worship.
昨天晚上我很享受的敬拜。
But the night before,
但是前一个晚上
I think that was the night when the lady was trying to rebuke us, and then I spoke. For me, that worship, it was really holy to me. It was holy.
Okay, 那在前一天晚上的那个敬拜对我来说是很圣洁的。
It was.Very holy.
非常圣洁。
I can feel it now just talking about it.
我现在在讲，我可以一边感受得到。
So, in your church now you have harp and bowl and you have the prayer ministry.
现在在我们的教会里面，我们有琴与炉，也有祷告侍奉。
It's not a prophecy, it's a question.
哦，这个不是一个预言，而是一个问题。
How long will they both continue?
那这两个侍奉会持续多久呢？
Maybe forever.
或许是永远。
But here you have prayer, and here you have prayer.
所以你们在这里有祷告，在那里也有祷告。
So in a way, your church has two prayer ministries.
所以就一方面来说，你们的教会有两个祷告侍奉的团队，
This is one style, and this is another style.
就是这是一种风格，就是祷告团队是一个风格，然后情侣屋又是另外一个风格。
Now, it's possible that God wants both.
有可能神两者都要。
But maybe someday, maybe,
但是或许有一天，
God might say someday, merge them and have one specific prayer team. And it would be a bigger. You understand what I'm saying. There's a possibility of them merging.
所以有一种可能，就是这两个都是有祷告的，然后就把他们给合并了。
You may not call it Harp and Bowl anymore,
或许你就不再称这个是情侣炉，
but you'll call it church prayer.
你会称这个为教会祷告。
And it will be done with the principles of music and harp and bowl.
那做的时候呢，原则还是跟情侣炉有音乐，这是一样的。
But it's just prayer.
但是呢，就单单只是祷告。
So my question is to consider. It's not advice. It's just something to think about.
所以这是这不是我的建议，而是让大家可以去思考的。
We're very busy people.
我们是很忙的人。
Our schedules are very divided.
我们的时间表是非常分散的。
It's very possible that some of you go to the Harp and Bowl and to the prayer ministry. Do any of you do that?
有些人是不是你是亲如也参加，然后祷告会也参加的？Yeah.
It's possible that someday God can merge the groups and it opens up more time for your life.
所以有一天可能神就把这个两个合在一起，那么你们生活就有更多的时间了。
So I'm not saying do it. It's just my experience with churches.
我不是说你们就要这样做，而是我在教会的一些经验。
We must be effective with our time. We don't want to be busy, we want to be effective.
我们不想要忙碌，我们想要有果效。
And maybe if it happens, it'll open up some time for the leaders as well. The pastors can, oh, I'm so glad we have only.
那所以，如果变成那样呢？可能牧师也有更多的时间可以松一口气了哈。
So here is my suggestion as a friend.
所以我是身为一个朋友，我有这样的建议哈，
Keep doing what you're doing,
就是你继续做你们本来在做的事，
but consider the possibility,
但是。
maybe 3 years, 5 years, maybe next week, I don't know.
考虑有这种可能性，或许是几年之后，或许就是下个礼拜，
Just think about it.
你就去可以去想一想。
I think it's a good idea.
我想这是一个很好的想法。
And that might be one of the things you want to put in the bowl. Pray about that.
或许这是你想把它放在你的这个炉里面，然后去为这个来祷告的。
Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
No problem.
It's not a bad idea.
这个并不是一个不好的想法。
Any questions or
有没有人有什么问题？
我想问一下，
大声一点
就
哈。
是说他刚才讲到的，他能够好像说专注在音乐上面， 可是
他没有专门，他没有讲，他没有专门语言。
对对，我现在说的，就是说我们的哈贝克是有敬拜，我们唱歌，那诗情嘛，对不对？那我们的敬拜就唱诗歌，又有祷告，那又有那个，那这个对他来讲，哈贝克跟我们教会的哈贝克有没有不一样？
嗯 ，OK。She felt that you, when you mentioned harp and bow, you emphasize on the music. But in our church, our harp and bow have music, and somebody lead the worship singing, and also
I know
so
that.
So the question is there any difference between our harp and bow and your idea of harp and bow? Do you get the question?
I don't think so, because I know what harp and bow is.
Yeah. Okay.
I know both. Yeah. I understand. But let me say something else that I understand.
我要讲另外一个我所理解的。
I don't know if you do it.
我不知道你们有没有这样做。
But a lot of American churches, they say we include in the harp and bowl, open the Bible and we read it.With music, you know, they also, there's also reading.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
Okay. And they call it a time of soaking.
Oh, 我知道有一些教会的情侣如他们会是、yeah. 拿就是拿圣经然后就是这样念他们就是认为那个是沉浸式的、
yeah. I didn't think you would do it because you see soaking is means they play music and people do this. You know?
你知道大家认为说那个浸泡的话
you know,
就是人家弹奏乐器然后你就
And for me that's not correct because soaking is for you.
因为那种浸泡的话是为你自己的。
Prayer, there's nothing selfish about prayer.
祷告的话是不是没有任何自私的东西。
So we don't come to feel good, we come to do business for God.
是我们来并不是要让自己感受好，而是我们要为神做事情。
Yeah. So yeah, definitely, there's no doubt that prayer is the emphasis. We know that.
所以当然我们都知道强调的我们是注重祷告的。
Okay, there's no doubt about it.
好，这是没有问题的。Okay, Milly.
我有两个问题了。
一个来好不好？
好好好。他刚刚讲到说那个情侣如可以又唱诗歌又祷告，然后也许将来可以把情侣如跟祷告会合并在一起。可是我觉得我们的祷告会有的时候是。为教会的一些的事物，或者是为小组、为一些人的需要祷告，可是，在情侣中比较是就着诗歌来敬拜赞美神，好像这两者的祷告是不一样的。
Okay, you mentioned about the possibility of merging the prayer ministry and how about
something to think
together.
About.
But she felt the emphasis for those two groups are different.For harp and bow, we mainly focus on worshiping the Lord, and sometimes we will pray. And for the prayer ministry, we basically pray for the church or any church member who is in need. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, then keep doing it.
那你们就可以继续做。
If that's what you want.
如果那是你们所要的。
If that's what you want, do it.
如果那是你们所要的
yeah,
你们就
I'm not against having to meet. I'm just telling you it's something to think about.
我不是说反对你们有这样两个服事、哦、而且说只是让你可以去思考一下的。
For me,
对我来说
me, I would rather go to one prayer meeting, not two. I want to get, prayer is to accomplish things for God. Me, I wouldn't go to two.I would go to prayer and do work for God.
如果是我的话，我就宁可参加一个哦，就是说祷告，然后就是为神工作的。
My time is very precious.
因为我的时间很宝贵。
我能不能问一个问题？
等一下，那个梅林刚才还有第二个问题哈，请稍线上请稍等。
他刚刚讲说我们要在其中要有一个主题，带领的一个主题，然后顺着那个主题，那我们下面的。人也跟着那个主题祷告，可是我觉得有的时候每个人 在唱诗歌的时候好像领受是不太一样的，所以有的时候祷告会有不同的方向，或者会不同的带领，那这样的是不是会有点差？怎么样带领大家能够顺着一个流来祷告？
对不起，我先讲这个东西不是带领人问题，是下面的人的问题。
是是是。
Yeah.
那要怎么样训练我们下面的人？
Okay, you mentioned we should have a thing or a subject, in a harp and bow meeting. But sometimes the leader would choose some songs. But when people, those who attend pray, they would feel, I mean, going this direction or that direction.So they probably won't be focusing on the same subject.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. Sometimes you don't come with a theme.
有时候来的时候并没有一个主题。
But here's my experience.
但我的经验是这样。
When I start praying about something,
当我开始为某一件事情祷告
in a group,
在一个团体里面
for other people to be, their minds to be somewhere else, it doesn't feel right to me.
那其他的人他的心思意念如果在别的地方，这对我来说就是不对的。
When I look at like in the book of Acts, it says they were of one mind.
譬如说我们读到《使徒行传》就讲到说他们都同心合意。
So if I come to a harp and bow meeting and we start with a few songs, you start praying.
譬如说我们来参加情如的聚会，然后你开始唱一些歌，然后你开始祷告了。
As soon as you start praying, my mind goes on your subject because I know the power. Jesus saidIf you agree, then God will answer.
所以如果当你开始祷告的话，那我就把我的心思意念也放在你的祷告上，因为耶稣说如果有两三个人他们同心合意的话，神就会应允。
So if my heart and my mind is not really with you, I can't wait till you're finished so that I can pray what I want.
所以但是如果我的心思意念不在你的身上呢，我可能还等不及你祷告完以后，然后我就会祷告 我自己想要的东西。
The way I understand the Holy Spirit moves, it's like, it's like when I have a plate of food.
我所了解的圣灵运行就好像说我有一盘食物。
Sometimes I don't want to eat like this, 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 this. Sometimes I, and I keep eating the same thing.
就是我不会想要在一盘食物当中东吃一点西吃一点，而是看到譬如说我在吃这个东西，我觉得很好吃，我就一直吃同样的东西。
And I eat it until I feel satisfied.
然后我就会吃这同样的一样的东西，然后吃了让我觉得已经吃到了心满意足了。
So when I say theme, whoever starts the prayer, my personal belief is that we should all agree with you.And we should keep praying about the same subject until we feel our work is finished.
所以我讲到说那主题就是说不管谁开始了一个祷告，那我想我们都应该同心合意的一起知道说我们在这个祷告的主题上好像已经祷告了透彻了。
If you're attacking the devil, you don't want to just hit him five times. You don't want just that.
如果你在打击魔鬼的话，你不会想要打他五次。
You just hit him and you go somewhere else. Your mind is on something else. You don't want that.
你不是说你打他一下，然后你的心思意念就跑到别的地方，你不想要那样做。
You want to pray in the spirit.
你想要在灵里面祷告。
You want to tie him up.
你想要把他给绑起来。
You want to bind him.
你要把他绑住。
And.You keep praying until you feel he's gone.
你就会继续不断的祷告，直到你觉得他已经离开了。
So that's what I mean about sticking to the theme.
这就是我所讲的，就是我们要持守在一个主题上的意思。
My experience is, if you start the meeting and you start praying over the spirits over San Jose, let's say you start that.
比方说，如果你开始一个聚会，然后你就开始为这个圣赫西的属灵上空的那些灵在祷告。
My first thought.
我首先想到的是。
Oh boy, this is going to take some time.
这个要花不少时间哦。
You don't attack spirits up there and finish in 3 minutes and then pray for the finances of the church. I mean, you don't do that.
你不会开始这个为圣何西的属灵上空祷告，然后三分钟就结束了，然后接下来又为教会的财务祷告，不是这样子的。
You don't pray that in 3 minutes and then start praying for missionaries. It doesn't work.
你不会说为那个祷告三分钟就好了，然后呢又开始为宣教士祷告，这是行不通的。
That's what I mean by theme.
这就是我讲的主题的意思。
So if you pray something, I believe someone else should follow up.
所以我觉得如果你为了一件事情祷告，那其他人就应该跟进。
And then I would join and follow up, and then we have agreement.
然后我也会加入，然后我们就会这样同心合意。
And it's the same like when we worship.
这就像我们在敬拜的时候也是一样的。
In church, when we worship.
在教会里面我们敬拜。
La 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 la. We don't sing la 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 la. We go la 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 la. And the worship leader feels that. That's why they don't go la 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 la. You know, they don't go up. They go la la la. It's resolve.
就是所以带敬拜的人呢，他就会这样子慢慢唱慢，就是好像有个终结一样，而不是又往上，那个音不是又往上跑。
So at least when I pray with God, I keep praying until it's resolved.
所以当我在神面前祷告的时候，我会继续不断的祷告，直到我觉得这个东西已经解决了。
I hope that makes sense.
我希望这个对你来。
So with harp and bowl, you may touch.Five different things in your time.
所以秦雨茹，你可能在这个不同的时间，你可能会触及到五个主题。
But you may have some prayer sessions where one thing is so important that it takes up the whole meeting.
但是也有可能就是你在某一次祷告的时候，有一个主题很重要，所以它就会占据了一整场聚会的时间。
Yeah. Don't stop.Until you feel the work of the Spirit is finished, don't stop.
所以，除非你觉得圣灵的工作已经完成了，不然你不要停止。
That's what I mean about sticking to the theme.
这就是我刚刚讲到说，就是说怎么样，你要持守住在一个主题上。Someone online.
Okay.
刚才在线上有哪一位是有问题要提出来的吗？
应该是我文姬。
好，谢谢。好，请
这样，我听懂他的意思。就是说他讲的其实就是像刚刚梅姨问的问题是那种他就是这么说吧，我明白比利亚牧师他所说的就是说，
对不起，问题可不可以尽量精简，
祷告，对不起，有什么问题？
对，我说你的问题可不可以先简化，不是用叙述，你就直接问一个问号的问题。
OK， 两件事，第一件事情他提到了就是说要把这个七日灵的祷告合在一起。
不，他说他这只是一个建议，他只是一个
教导。我们是要祷告的 business of the God， 这个是他在讲的。我们应该问他什么是 business of the God， 这是第一点。第二点，我猜他讲 business of the God 就是说，基本上就是要先把我们这个属灵的上空。要 打通，所以可以把我们所要祷告的通到神那边去，否则我们在这边就是没有打起魔鬼，没有打通的，结果我们都在讲一些，哎呀，为这个人 finance， 为这个人疾病来做的话，这个是行不通的。这是我的对他的理解。最重要是要问他，就是说他问的，他说要 business of God。什么是 God 最重要的 business of God？
OK， 我试着翻译你的问题，我不确定我完全了解。OK，
OK，
OK， I'm not sure I fully understand the question.
Yeah. Anyway, the question, just tell them the question has to be clear and simple.
Yes.
Okay.
Not too many.
You mentioned about you combine the carp and bowl in the prayer, and the most important thing that I catch your main point is.We have to pray for God's business.
Yes, yes.
So what is the God's business? What I feel is the God's business.
Yes.
Whatever we are trying to pray is we have to break the spirit on top of us. We are covered by the devil or whatever. We have to pray till we can break that level. So whatever we pray, so we can deliver it to the God. So I think that's the business of the God, just like what you were saying, that you don't hit the devil only once and you ran away, you pray other things. You really have to concentrate, focus on that prayer to break up the spirit heaven that cover on top of us by the devil, so we can deliver our prayer to the God. So,
You're trying to teach me or ask me?
No, I'm asking you. So what is the business of a God?
Okay, the answer is very simple, whatever the Holy Spirit tells you.
当然很简单，就是圣灵告诉你要做，要做什么
啊。Yeah. You know, for example, you know, he might say,There are sick people in the church, and we need to pray for people to be healthier. You know, it's not always spiritual warfare.
Ah, so you can say, 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 you can say,
you know, maybe somebody in your church is going to China or Taiwan to do ministry.
也或许教会里面有人他要去台湾啊或者是 去中国宣教啊。
And God's business at that moment is to pray for them, like in the book of Acts. You don't see them doing spiritual warfare against the devil. They're praying for Peter.
所以就像在使徒行传里面我们看到他们在为彼得祷告，他们也没有在那里属灵征战。
So sometimes there's spiritual warfare and sometimes not.
所以有时候有这个属灵的征战，有时候没有。
I would like to add something about spiritual warfare.
关于属灵征战，我还要补充一点。
Okay. One of a very powerful weapon we have is peace, having peace.
我们有一个很强的武器，就是我们有平安。
Okay.So in the New Testament, it says, soon, when you trust God, soon the peace of God will crush Satan under your feet.
就是在新约里面有讲到说，神很快就要将撒旦踩在你的脚下。
So we don't fight to get peace. We get peace to crush Satan.
所以我们并不是去要去击碎就粉碎撒旦然后我们才得的平安，而是我们有平安然后我们再去击打撒旦。
Personally, I spend more time walking with God than doing spiritual warfare.
我个人大部分时间是花在与神同行，而不是花在属灵征战。
You see, when you study Matthew chapter 4, Satan himselfcame to attack Jesus in the desert.
如果你读马太福音第四章，就是撒旦在旷野要攻击耶稣。
But it says that he left Jesus until a better time to attack him. In other words, he couldn't attack Jesus anytime.
然后呢，就那边后来讲到说，撒旦就暂时的离开耶稣，他到后来才来攻击耶稣。也就是说，他不是任何时候都可以去攻击耶稣的。
When you're anointed and you walk with God, you're not always doing spiritual warfare.
当你被神高抹与神同行，你不是一天到晚都在那边属灵征战。
God's blessing is on you in such a way that Satan, he just can't attack you whenever he wants.
所以神的祝福在你的身上，所以撒旦他不是任何时候想要攻击你就可以攻击的。
So he has to develop a strategy, when is a good time, when is the moment to try and come and attack you.
所以撒旦他也必须发展出他的策略，就看什么时候是攻击你的好时候。
So for me, prayer, spiritual warfare is not the most of my prayer life.
所以对我来说，属灵征战不是我祷告生活的主要部分。
I only do warfare when I have to.
我只是当我要有需要的时候，我才会去做属灵征战。
We learn from God in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面从上帝学习。
David could not build the temple because he had so much blood on his hands. He was a man of war.
因为大卫是一个打仗的人，他手上沾满了就是杀人的血，所以他没有办法建造圣殿。
So he said, I will make your son Solomon king in your place. He will rebuild the temple. He will build.
所以神就跟他说，我会让你的儿子所罗门王来建造圣殿。
And the Bible says, for 7 years, Israel had a break. No war.
所以圣经说，以色列有7年的时间没有战事。
Even with the land in the farms, God said, work hard, but the 7th year, leave it.
甚至像那个在那些农田，神也说，哦，你这个要你要努力辛勤工作，但是第七年的时候就让他休息。
So too much hard work, too much spiritual warfare, is we weren't made for that.
所以神造我们不是要太努力工作或是太多的属灵征战。
I think we learned something from God. If God would give Israel 7 years, no war, then he can give us time where we don't have to fight all the time.
所以如果神可以给以色列人有七年没有战事，我们可以从当中学习，也就是说我们不必一天到晚都在征战。OK, one more question online.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
有一个人问说在祷告会中方言和悟性如何配合使用。 Okay, in a prayer meeting, how do praying tongue and praying with understanding work together?
Okay, that kind of question involves a teaching on how to interpret tongues.
这样子的教导会关系到就是我们怎么样来翻方言。
It would take too long.
我们如果要来讲这个的话，会花太长的时间。
But I will tell you, the main thing I can say in a short time is just pay attention.
我只能够很简短的跟你说，你要留意。
Okay, when you pray in tongues, pay attention to the thoughts that the Holy Spirit is giving you.
当你用方言祷告的时候，你就要留意圣灵给你的意念。
The language of the Holy Spirit, we're going to teach this tomorrow. The language of the Holy Spirit, for most of us, is not hearing things audibly, but seeing pictures.
我们明天早上会教导，就是圣灵的语言通常不是你听到一个可以听的声音，而是看见图像。
In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1,
在哈巴谷书三章第一节，
He was a prophet.
他是个先知。
He said, I will go to the watchpost.
他说我会去那守望台。
And I will go to see what God is saying.
我要去看神在说什么。
So see, he was a seer. He didn't say, I will go to hear what he was doing. But I will go, yeah.
所以他是去看见，而他没有说我去听。
So seeing,
所以看
is hearing.
所以看见就是听见。
See? People emphasize the word voice too much.
人们太强调声音。
Yeah, the voice. When you hear that word voice, you think you're supposed to hear words.
所以当我们讲声音的时候，你就认为说，我们应该要听到那个有话。
Yeah. But when Jesus saw Nathanael,
但是耶稣看到拿但业的时候,
he didn't say, God told me you were under the fig tree.
他没有说上帝告诉我你在无花果树下。
He said, I saw you.
他说我看见你。
So when you pray in tongues, pay attention to what you see.
所以当你用方言祷告的时候，你就留意你看见什么。
So sometimes I do hear, like I really hear something. I hear words.
有时候我确实是会听到一些话。
But a lot of the times.I pay attention to how the Holy Spirit puts pictures in my mind.
但是很多时候我是注意圣灵怎么样把图像放在我的心思意念里面。
And let me tell you why I know this is true.
我要跟你讲为什么我知道这是真的。
Think of how the devil attacks you.
你想想魔鬼是怎么攻击你的。
He doesn't attack you with words.
他不是用话来攻击你。
Not always.
并不是总是用话来攻击。
Most of the time he attacks people with thoughts in their mind.
他攻击人大部分是在心思意念里。
So when in Corinthians it says to pull down strongholds, it means to pull down thoughts that are contrary to the thoughts of God.
所以在哥林多书里面讲到说要那个攻破坚固营垒的时候，意思是要攻破，就是要拆毁那些跟神的神的意念相反的那些心思意念。
When a husband is not talkative to his wife,
如果做丈夫的跟他的太太没有话不多
，I know what the wife does.
那我知道这个太太会做什么。
What are you thinking?
你在想什么？
They want to know your thoughts. Communicate your thoughts to me.
他们会想要知道你在想什么，你要把你的想法跟我说。
So when you pray in tongues, Holy Spirit will give you thoughts.
所以当你用方言祷告的时候，圣灵会给你一些意念。
And very often those thoughts are interpreting what you're saying.
而往往这些意念就是在解释你正在说的东西。
And interpretation is different from translation.
而那个解释，我们说翻方言跟那个翻译是不一样的。
You know, like sometimes, like even here we have questions, and in Chinese to me, I hear the Chinese, they keep going 1.5 minutes. In English, we say it in 8 seconds. How do you do this?It's finished. But in Chinese, sometimes it do. So sometimes I like talking to a Chinese person, you know, what restaurant are we going to? So they begin, okay, what restaurant? Yeah, he say okay.
就像我们在这里有时候会比如说有人在发问啊、问了半天哈、然后问了几分钟，然后可是那个讲成英文的时候就只有几秒钟，或者说我听到说说我们要去哪间餐厅
So I know what restaurant because the interpretation he say okay and good
反正就是在问说要去哪家餐厅啊，然后就有两个人在那边讨论了半天，就我问他说要去哪一家，他就说OK， 就这样子而已。
And it's the same way with interpretation, you know. Interpretation. He's praying for the city.
譬如说翻方言也是一样，就是一个人用方言祷告在为城市祷告，那你不是说把它逐字翻出来，而是说你就是解释他的意思。
They could pray 2 minutes. He's praying for the leaders.
那个人可能有可能用方言祷告2分钟，然后你只是说他在为领袖祷告。
It's not all translation. It's interpretation.
这不是翻译那只是解释而已。
Now sometimes it's very specific.
那有时候这是很特定的。
And sometimes you can translate, but translation and interpretation are not the same things.
所以这个是， 但是呢，这个翻译跟那个解释，就翻方言的翻是解释的意思，不是翻译。
That's why the Apostle Paul spared the Corinthians this problem.
哦，这就是为什么使徒保罗让哥林多教会能够免于那个问题。
No, 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 don't worry about translation. Takes too much time.
哦，所以你们不用担心那个翻译啊，而因为这个花了太多，会花太多时间。
Just interpret.
哦，你只要解释它就可以了。
So it has happened in church before where someone begins to speak in tongues. They think they're prophesying.
Oh, so this has also happened in church before, when someone speaks in tongues, people think they're prophesying.
So they're waiting for somebody to interpret their prophecy.
So they're waiting for somebody to interpret their prophecy.
But the interpretation could be, you know, he was complaining to God about the church. That's the interpretation.
但是那个人可能解释他的方言说，哦，他是在跟上帝的抱怨这个教会。
And he's hoping that we can change our ways.
哦，或者说哦，他刚才方言是在说希望我们能够改变方式。
Is that true?
是不是真的？
Some, you see, so it's not translation.
所以这个不是翻译。
Thank God.
感谢神。还有没有人有问题的 ？Any more questions?
我是想说，像因为教会里面有时候就是有一些比较不就是新来的，那我们怎么样？是不是要把他们邀请到这样子的，就是说这样子的参与，让他们参与这个？
你是说怎样邀还是要不要邀？
要不要邀也是，怎么样邀也是，不是我的问题。
Can we invite some more, some people are more, comparatively speaking, are more new to the church.So can we invite those people to come to the Harp and Bow meetings or should we invite or how do we invite them?
I think the Holy Spirit will teach you. I don't have the answer to that.
这个我没有答案哦，我想圣灵会教你。
When I was a pastor,
当我做牧师的时候,
the way I did things is whatever we did, is it being effective?Am I seeing results?
就是我会想到说，我们所做的事情，我们是不是有果效？我有没有看到结果
？I don't want people to be busy. I want us to do something that shows results.
我想要就是说，我不想要人们很忙碌啊，而是我想要说能够有产生结果的。
So maybe we don't always see the results.
那或许我们未必都看得到结果。
But we need to at least have a sense of what we're accomplishing.
但是我们至少应该能够感受到我们成就了什么事情。
So the question, do we invite new people?
所以这个问题是说，我们要不要邀请新人？
Why?
为什么？
If we can get the same results with 10 people, we don't need 20 people.
如果我们十个人，能够得到同样的果效，我们就不需要二十个人。
Maybe more people will make it harder to accomplish God's work.
有可能人更多反而更难完成神的工作。
If you want more people, you're going to have to train them what you're doing.
如果你要更多人的话，那你们在做的事情，你就必须去训练那些新来的人。
So is the motive.To accomplish God's work or to train people.
所以，那你的动机是要完成神的工作呢，还是说你的动机是为了训练人？
Then you become a training center and not a prayer center.
那么这样的话，你就会变成一个训练
中心。That's just my concern.
而不是一个祷告中心哦，所以这是我。
Does that make sense?
关切的啊，这样子。
Yeah. Okay.
还有没有最后一个问题？时间，因为我们的时间已经到，所以最后一个问题。Okay, one more.
The general idea of the Harp and Bowl is continuous, daily, and preferably 24 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's your take?
Well, I'll tell you my take.
他讲的就是说，照理说我们一般所理解的齐雨茹应该是24小时不间断的哈，那所以那问那个牧师的想法是什么？
Number one, David did that in Psalms. They had 24-hour worship.
大卫有这样做哈，在诗篇里面他们有24小时的祷告。
We know because in Psalms it says those who stand by night in the house of the Lord.Stand, they're awake.
因为有讲到他们昼夜在神的殿中。
When I was pastoring in New York and I quit pastoring,
当我曾经在纽约牧会，后来我停止了。
I started renting a building, very cheap. I was able to do it and.My first meeting, 120 people came.
我租了一个场地，我的第一场聚会有来了120个人。
People heard about me leaving that church, and they wanted me to start another church.
那有人听说我要离开那个原来的教会，他们希望我开始另外的教会。
And I prayed and I prayed.
我就一直祷告在祷告。
And I saw.A big center.
我看到一个很大的中心。
I saw a big parking lot.
看到一个很大的停车场。
I saw counseling rooms.
我也看到有协谈室。
I saw communion, 24 hours a day communion.
我也看到有24小时的这个香蕉还是圣餐。
Different people taking certain hours and, people at any time of the night or day, they would come and take communion for healing or whatever. Then I saw another room, a healing room, where we had teams 24 hours a day to pray for the sick. Not like John G. Lake during the day, just 24 hours.
然后我也看到有一个医治室哦，就是一天24小时都有人在为人祷告。
And of course, I saw prayer rooms.
当然我也看到祷告室。
And I cried so hard.
哦，所以我就哭，哭得很厉害。
I said, God, if you want me to do this in New York, that's what I saw. Oh, I would love to do this.
我说神啊，如果你要我在纽约做这件事情哦，我会非常的乐意去做。
But maybe I was seeing something for the area and I was seeing someone else's ministry.
那或许我那个时候看到的是别人的事工、
And I would have to become a pastor to accomplish that.
如果我要能够完成那些事情的话 我一定得做、牧师牧会的。
I'm not sure why I saw all of that.
我不确定我为什么会看到那一切的东西。
Maybe it was my own soul. I'm not sure.
也有可能是我自己的魂出来的东西，我不确定。
But I do know 100%. I'm not supposed to be a pastor.
但是我是
of a church.
I
don't think so.
确定哈，神没有要我牧养一个教会。
24 hours a day, yes, I am for it.
我赞成这个一天24小时的。
But it has to be anointed.
但是必须是有恩膏的。
You have to have the right people.
必须有对的人。
You need security because the door is open.
也需要有安全措施哦，因为门是开着的。
So we might need...A lock with a combination where only people who minister know the combination.
那我们可能也就需要有号码锁， 只有服侍的人知道那个密码。
You don't want homeless people walking in 3 a.m. when you're praying.
哦，你不希望你清晨三点钟在祷告，然后有那些游民哦，就
Because homeless people have a way. They study churches. They know how to get things from us. They know.
因为那些无家可归的游民哦，他们会研究教会，他们知道怎么样从教会里面拿走东西啊。
The commitment. The electricity bill goes up. The air conditioning goes up.
还有你的电费啊，你的空调啊，这个。
Security goes up.
然后你的安全啊，这些。
And you need
都会增加。
And you need people who have a special freedom with their time of sleep.
哦，你还需要有一些很特别的人，他们能够这个睡觉的时间跟别人不一样的哈。
So, I'm in the full-time ministry.
哦，我是全时间侍奉的。
So sometimes I go to bed 11. God wakes me up at 1. I pray till the sun comes up.
那有时候晚上十一点睡觉了，然后一点钟神把我叫醒，然后我就一直祷告，祷告到日出。
I drink some tea. I go to bed.
然后我就喝一些茶，又再去睡觉。
Oof, that. 24-hour ministry, it's a dedication. Oh boy.
那二十四小时的这样子的侍奉哦，这真的是要非常的摆上的啊。
So, if God puts it on someone's heart to do it here, there's a lot to discuss.
哦，所以如果神让我们当中哪一个人心里有负担要这样做，那就还有很多事情需要讨论的。
But I would make security of where you are, I would make it a high priority.
但是如果是我的话，要这样做的话呢，我们必须让这个就是我们的场所的安全，我会把它优先考虑。
It is a good idea.
这是一个好主意哦。
Okay, that's about it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
谢谢。
谢谢大家。
谢谢。